Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, all praise, all glory, all honor belong to only one. That is the true and living Elohim, whose name is Yahweh. Who is Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh delivered our fathers out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. And guess what? It was around this time of the year, which is called the month of Abib. And today, my people, we're going to be speaking of this great time of the year. We're going to be speaking of how do we determine this time of year. We're going to be speaking of what the Almighty did for us this time of the year. We could never too often emphasize this because this is our Creator who delivered us out of bondage, out of slavery, and we should be glad. And, of course, when I say we, I'm speaking to the so-called African Americans and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of the world. Did you know that you are the chosen people of the true and living Elohim? So, without further ado, I would like to get into this subject. But first, let's hear a song of praise to the mighty Yahweh called Praising Yahweh by our beloved brother Eliah Yisrael. Praise Yah.
Gotta praise Yahweh Elohim. Must live my life within his law. Must live my life in righteousness. I gotta keep all of his testimony. Man, who made the heavens? Who made the earth and the sky? For the Sabbath day, that's when I acknowledge my holy sign. Exodus chapter 31, 12 through 17. I do not need to worry. Yahweh will save me when I'm in distress and in trouble. He told me to walk humble, like Uliah the prophet, destroyed for lack of knowledge. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. He told me to acknowledge him in all of my ways. We living in these latter days. I gotta put all of my trust in his holy name. I know that Yahweh is king. Yeah, he will redeem us out of this hell. We his people, Israel, scattered from one end of the earth, overtook by his curse. I am married to Yah, for the better or worse. Give you earth, give you heavens, for Yahweh is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are just. Yahweh is the Elohim of truth. Without him, just and right is he. Praise Yah the Most High. Yeah, he is righteous. The habitation of justice. Only if you trust his laws and his statutes. Precepts and his covenants. Yah sanctuary is full of benevolence. Loving all his ways and not eating to the full. Through the running down with Elohim. Hands the Jesus commandments. One day there will be a famine. Not for bread, no for the cup. They hear the words of Yahweh, but they will not get it. H-O-Y is true to commit. Huh? Oh Yahweh, thou art my Elohim. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name. For thou has done wonderful things. Thy counsel are of old, are faithful and true. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, and a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, and a shadow from the heat. Hallelujah.
Yahweh. Hallelujah. I praise the mighty Yah, because the Most High deserves to be praised. And let me say, here it is, we're in this time of the year where the true and living Creator blessed us, our ancestors, to be released from their slavery. And we're still slaves. And we praise Yahweh that he blessed us to get out of captivity when our people was in slavery in the first Egypt. We praise him for it. And through us eating this unleavened bread is a reminder to never forget what Yahweh did for our fathers. It can never be too often emphasized, because we are his people. When I say we, I'm speaking of the so-called African Americans and all black descendants of slaves. We're the ones that were scattered to the four corners of the earth. And the Almighty has dealt with us because we sinned against him. We broke his laws. We didn't hearken to the words of his prophets, so we couldn't prosper. And I praise Yahweh that he has allowed us today to be able to speak of his words, because he has showed us his laws. And when I say he showed us, I literally got to show you in Psalms, the 147th chapter. Let's go to the 19th and 20th verse, and let me show you what the Creator said concerning who he gave his laws, statutes, and his commandments too. And it's in Psalms, the 147th chapter, the 19th and 20th verse. This is what it reads. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and judgments unto Israel. He has not dealt so any nation. And as far as his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye Yahweh. So in other words, the psalmist is praising Yahweh that Yahweh gave his laws, his statutes, and his commandments to his people Israel. And I thank Yahweh for that, because now we don't have to worry about being confused and trusting in other people, because he already gave us his words. And Yahweh will never leave us without his word. He will never cause us to use an excuse to say, well, I didn't know his laws. I didn't know his commandments. There wasn't a prophet amongst us. His words couldn't penetrate, so I didn't know how to understand what I was supposed to do. So that's why I served other gods. That's why I went another way and ate pork chops. We couldn't say that, because Yahweh has given his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. And we are living witnesses to this fact. So, today, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be speaking of what Yahweh has done for us when he brought us out of Egypt. And when did our ancestors go out of slavery? That is a very good question. It's a very good question because, my people, there can be a sense of confusion when we don't know the laws of Yahweh. We don't know his word, which he'll never take back, because his words stand forever. Nothing can be put to it, anything taken from it, nothing. Nothing can be taken from it. And Elohim does it that men should fear before him. So we can trust Yah that he's not going to change. Now, let me say some things. Seasons change. The weather change. Me and you may change. But Yahweh never changes. If he said something, it's going to stand forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And Elohim does it that men should fear before him. Now, we got to see some facts. Let's see some scriptures in the name of the mighty Yah that allows us at this time of year to take leaven out of our homes. All the leavening products, the seor and the kamatz, we're to take these products out of our homes. And we're going to be going over that. And as a matter of fact, we want to inform you all that if you don't know what to take out of your houses, on our website, you can go under www.houseofyisraelatl.org, and you can, under the topic of suggestions, you could put in your email address, and we will email the list of leavening products to you, products that you need to get out of your house at this time of year, products and food that you can eat, food that you can eat at this time of the year. So if you like that list, all you have to do is go under www.houseofyisraelatl.org and look under suggestions, and we will send you a copy of the list of leavening products that we're not to have or eat in our homes. And as a matter of fact, tomorrow is the 14th day of the first month of the year, which means at evening time would have been the time that we would have began the Passover. How do we know that? Let's read in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter. Let's start off in Exodus chapter 12 and see what thus said Yahweh concerning this matter and how we should be jubilant at this time of year when the Creator delivered our fathers out of slavery from the hand of Pharaoh. This is what Yahweh did in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, starting at the first verse. This is his instructions that he gave to Moses in the land of Egypt. It says, "And Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you." Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. What he did, he told us, this month shall be the beginning of months. It shall be the beginning of months unto you. And he's talking to to Moses to tell the children of Israel, our ancestors, making it known that this had to be the first day of the month when he proclaimed it, because he said, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. And then he said, speak ye unto the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. So in other words, after he said this, they were to count 10 days, and they were to take every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And they had to keep it up. As it says in the 6th verse, it says, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the 2 side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with the bitter herb shall they eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all, with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning, you shall burn it with fire. And thus shall you eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is Yahweh's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the deities of Egypt. I will execute judgment. I am Yahweh. Hallelujah. So in other words, the Most High is letting Moses and Aaron know to tell the children of Israel that these are the instructions that was to occur for the day of the Passover, that we were to kill it in the evening, that we were going to roast it in that night and eat it during that night with bitter herbs and unleavened bread. And he told us, it is Yah's Passover. So we praise Yahweh because the Almighty wanted us and our children to always remember this time of year. That's why it's so important to know what time it is. And my people, we need to know what time it is. Because I'm here to tell you, there's an epidemic of people that don't know what time it is. A lot of our people don't even know when a day began. A lot of our people don't even know when a year begins. A lot of our people don't even know when a month begins. A lot of our people don't even know when the Sabbath day begins. So we better look at this, because Yahweh is speaking specifically of that this month, in the 2nd verse, shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. So we had to know what it was. And let's see. Let's go to the next chapter, and we'll see where he names this month. In the book of Exodus, the 13th chapter, we find in verse 3, this is what Yahweh said. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand, Yahweh brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day came you out in the month of Abib. Hallelujah. And that's when we came out. We came out in the month of the green ears of grain, because this is basically what the word Abib translates into. Green ears, barley, being specific, the month of the green ears of grain, the month of the barley when it has been turned into Abib. Furthermore, let's go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, and let's see what thus said Yahweh concerning this same month, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. This is what he said. Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, the first verse, it says, observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover unto Yahweh thy Elohim. For in the month of Abib, Yahweh thy Elohim brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. Hallelujah. Praise ye Yah. And let me tell you, the Almighty meant what he said. He said, observe the new moon of Abib. That's what he's really saying. Observe the month of Abib. That means we had to be aware of the month of the green ears of grain. Without the month of the green ears of grain, you would not be keeping his law. So the Almighty would never give us a commandment that we couldn't keep. Never. Ever. Would Yahweh give us a law that we couldn't perform? And he said, observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto Yahweh thy Elohim. The Passover. He said, for in the month of Abib, the month of the green ears of grain, Yahweh brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. Hallelujah. Praise ye Yahweh. So we thank the Almighty that he gives us this time. And we got to see by the word of Yahweh, what month could this be? Now he names this month. And by the way, let me give you a fact. Did you know that this is the only month that the true and living Elohim named in Holy Scriptures? Did you know he didn't give a name to the second month, the third month, the fourth month, the fifth month, the sixth month, the seventh month, the eighth month, so on and so forth? He never gave, except because he's always got exceptions. With the exception of the first month, the Almighty didn't name any of the other months. Because the Almighty is, in his infinite wisdom, he didn't want us to get caught up in believing that if to the next month of Abib, if you didn't see the green ears of grain, and if he would have named all the other 12 months, or must I say, if the Abib came after the 12th month, then you would have had to have waited another month. Because Yahweh commanded us to observe the month of Abib. You know, and in studying this, this is pretty heavy. It's pretty powerful because Yahweh specifically said that we had to keep it. And we just seen last year when we celebrated a new year. In the third month of last year, we celebrated when it has been proclaimed in Jerusalem, which we all acknowledged, all of us that fear Yahweh and keep his commandments, all of us that knew that the new moon and the Abib had been seen, we declared it as a new year in the M-A-R-C-H month of last year. So therefore, my people, when it came to the M-A-R-C-H month of this year, we didn't see the Abib. All we saw was We saw brown grass, brown leaves, and felt cold weather. Because guess what? After the 12th month, it wasn't the month of Abib. We were still in the winter season. We didn't hardly even see any trees blooming, any flowers blooming. Because this was not the beginning of months. Yahweh told us, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you, not to other people. So in other words, other people, they keep all kinds of ways to determine their years, their months, their days, and their seasons. But guess what? Yahweh gave us something to make sure we would be in line with his law and his ordinances to make sure we keep his holy feast on time as he commanded it to be so. Now let's see. When we were in Egypt, I recall, and I know you do too, that the Almighty put various plagues on the Egyptians. And of course, let's go to the book of Exodus, the 9th chapter, and look at one of the most profound, and I say one of the most profound plagues that Yahweh put upon the Egyptians concerning the time of year it was when he was dealing with them. Because we didn't prolong no years. This didn't take years. We were in the year. You understand? We were in the time near the Abib. And I'm going to show you that. When Yah was getting ready to get us out, we're going to find that barley grain had already grew. How do I know that? Exodus, the 9th chapter. Let's see. It says in the 22nd verse, because this is what the Creator pronounced against the Egyptians by his servant Moses. Very important. It says, and Yahweh said unto Moses, stretch forth thine hand toward the heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt upon man and upon all beasts, and upon every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and Yahweh sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground, and Yahweh rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with hail. Isn't that something? Very grievous. Such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast, and the hail smote every herb of the field and brake every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. You know, it's real good to read in the scriptures where there was a time when there was no hail in Israel. But it looks like now we got all the hail all over Israel because we didn't keep his commandments. And I mean, we got the H-E-L-L. They've experienced the H-A-I-L. 27 verse. Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said unto them, I have sinned this time. Yahweh is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Entreat Yahweh, for it is enough that there be no more mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer. And Moses said unto him, as soon as I'm gone out of the city, spread abroad my hands unto Yahweh, and the thunder shall cease. Neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know how that the earth is Yahweh's. But as for thee and thy servants, I know that you will not yet fear Yahweh your Elohim. And the flax and the barley was smitten, for the barley was in the ear. This translates into Abib. It was Abib. It was green. It was tender in the ear. And the flax was bold. That means it was in bud. But the wheat and the rye, they were not smitten, for they were not grown up. Hallelujah. So we know when rye and wheat haven't grown yet, and barley and flax has grown, we know that this is the month, or may I say, this is the time that the Almighty delivered our fathers out of the land of Egypt. He was letting you know that this was that month. Hallelujah. Praise ye Yah. So the Most High let you know, and his instructions were, observe the new moon of Abib and keep the Passover. Not just to observe the Abib, but the new moon of Abib. So if the new moon came and the Abib was not seen, they had to wait for the next new moon. Because in Deuteronomy 16, the first verse, it reads clearly, observe the new moon of Abib and keep the Passover unto Yahweh the Elohim. And that's when we would have kept it. After we would have seen the Abib, and then the next new moon came, when we saw that light, we knew that the next day would have been the first day of the new moon, which would have been the first day of the year, would have been the month of Abib, where we would keep Passover. Praise Yah. I love that connection. I love his perfection. I love his testimonies, because he's showing you, my people, the testimonies that he gave. Now, in order for us to determine this, we have to go by the laws that Yahweh set in the heavens. And, of course, that's what he did. Did you know the Almighty has rules and laws that he set in the heavens? And these laws and rules are going to be kept, because let's see in the book of Genesis, the first chapter, what thus said Yahweh concerning how we were determined any of our appointed feast, any of our holy days. We find that the true and living Elohim gave us something he didn't give no one else. And this is what he said. This is the foundation of the beginning. Now, you don't want to ever leave the foundation. That's why many people are serving idols today. You don't want to leave the foundation. They left the foundation. What's the foundation? That Yahweh, he's the one, the only one, who created the heavens, the earth, the sea, the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, the birds, and the bees, and everything that breathed, and everything under the whole heavens, and everything in the universe. He created it all. He is the creator alone. And beside him, there is none else. And he makes no mistakes, and he don't lie. That's why he the Most High, because he don't lie. Whatever he say is lawful and right, true and righteous altogether. And let me show you what he did. Let me show you what he said. In Genesis, the first chapter and the 14th verse, this is what it reads. And Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And you know, it's amazing that even unto this day, many of our people are following the ways of heathens, even concerning the lights that he created in the first place to separate or divide, that's the word used, day from night. We can't even get this right. And I'm telling you, my people, we're going to have to get all this right. We're going to have to get how we begin a new year in the eyes of Yahweh. And it can't just be little words and you try to connect them to make me believe something, or words that you get out of scriptures that you think that is something that validates Yah's law or his words. Everything has to be put in perspective. And this is what the Creator's letting us know. This is laws right here. These are ordinances that you're reading about. He said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And I see why Yahweh warned us in the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter, and he commanded us. He said, learn not the ways of the heathens. Don't learn the ways of other nations of people. They'll cause you to be lost. They'll cause you to add and take away from Yah's words, because every word of Elohim is pure. He said, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed. That means they're confused. That's what the heathens are. They're so confused that, let me tell you what they do. See, we were a people, as you're reading right here. See, I'm going to read the rest of this verse, and then I'm going to make a statement. I'll start off in the very beginning of this verse one more time. And Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be. Let them, in other words, in the Hebrew, many words is used, like let them indicate, let them serve for signs, seasons, and days, and for years. Hallelujah. Let's stop right there. Now you think about it. Yahweh said in the third verse of this same chapter, and Elohim said, let there be light. And guess what? There was light, right? If you can see it, you can see the daylight. All you got to do is look outside. You see the light. It's still going on in its season, in its appointed time. And he gave a name to it, called day. Then he said in the sixth verse, and Elohim said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And Elohim made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And Elohim called the firmament what? Heaven. Now he did this on the second day. Yah made the heaven, and he made the earth on the third day. Because you got these scientists that says, well, the earth was there, it was just darkness and water. Well, in Yah's words, he let you know he didn't create the earth. The dry land was called earth in the 10th verse of Genesis 1, and it corresponds with the third day. Hallelujah. And you notice every time he would say, let the waters, let it be light, let there be a firmament, let the earth bring forth grass. Because that's what you see in the 11th verse. He said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. So in other words, I can see why we would have to have saw the Abib before we seen and proclaimed a new year or a new moon, for the new year, that is. we would have had to have seen the green is a grain. We would have had to saw it. We would have had to observe it, because that's what it would have took. And look how in harmony with creation this is. He made the vegetation. As he put a plague on the Egyptians and smote the barley and the flax, Yahweh let you know he made vegetation before he even made the two great lights. So it's in harmony with creation. You see the Abib, then the next new moon, you proclaim the new year, the order that Yah has set, and the rules that he has set he will never break. And my people, I say this hardcore to all that hear my voice, because I love all my people. And I don't want none of our people to be misled by heathens. Yahweh said, don't learn the ways of heathens. The heathens are dismayed at the signs of heaven. That means they're confused at the signs that Most High put in the heavens. And what did he put there? He said in the 14th verse again, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be those lights for signs, for seasons. The word seasons translates into the Hebrew word, which means appointed feasts, his festivals, his Passover, his Feast of Weeks, unleavened bread, the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of the Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and all of his holy feasts. He gave us lights. Never forget that. God said, let them be for signs, seasons, days, and years. It can never too often be emphasized, because these are the words of our true and living Elohim. And anyone that doesn't go by the calendar, which you never see the word calendar in Scripture nowhere. The heathens got calendars, but we don't have no calendar. Yah's way is in the heavens. Yah's way of determining our signs, our holy days, our years, and our days, they are all determined by the lights. This is a fact, because it was spoken out of the mouth of Yahweh, crystal clear. See, there's a way. The scriptures say there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. In thereof are the ways of death. Speaking of death, I praise Yahweh that I was privileged, as well as all of my fellow brethren and sisters that knew the great prophet of the Most High, Maria Alicia, my teacher, our prophet that Yahweh brought in our time. And praise the mighty Yahweh, the Most High blessed us with a man who taught us this very verse, taught us how to understand it. And he went by this, and so do I. He taught this, and so will I. And I praise Yahweh that he has given us his laws. And the Most High, one of his words was, obey his laws and his prophets. So shall you prosper. Do you have to understand? Man don't live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh does man live. And Yahweh, he don't play. And he's not going to change this. I'm going to show you what I mean when I say this. He's not going to change this. The way we knew that right now, tomorrow is the 14th day of the month, and today is the 13th day, is because we saw a light. we went by the instructions of Yahweh. Those of us that did go by these instructions, which can never be broken, when we saw the first light of the moon, which he gave for signs, seasons, days, and years, the next day we knew was the first day of the month. And because we had it been declared in Jerusalem that the Abib had been found and seen, and we could see in our midst that the grass began to turn green and the flowers are blooming in the trees and all of the things that are the signs of the new summer and a new year and a new season and the sun going further north, where in the winter season it was south, and you could see that its position as it moves if you acknowledge or look at the signs in heaven, which the righteous won't be confused. The righteous won't be dismayed, and they won't be going by the ways of heathens, because they have a way of calculation. That's how they do it. But we were a people of observation, and we had to observe this. Our fathers were farmers. In case you don't remember, we had crops. And guess where Abib grow? It's not going to grow on your back porch. It's not going to grow in the sanctuary. But it's going to grow where we had to have our crops. When we were going to present an offering unto Yahweh, the Almighty let us know we planted those where we were. It had to be our crops because we were presenting it as an offering. So we were farmers, and we're going to have to get our mind set back on getting the hands dirty and getting understanding about these grains, because I'm going to give you a tip that I want you to check out for yourself. Did you know that barley is one of the only grains that is drought-proof? So even in drought, they don't even need that much rain at all. Even in drought, guess what? Barley grows. Check it out for yourself. Do your own research. Search it out as I have done and other servants of the Almighty have done. One of the only grains that's drought-proof. So it's going to grow, because Yahweh going to always make a way for you to keep his law. He would never give you a law that you couldn't keep. Let's understand that. Furthermore, the true and living Elohim gave us his laws and the ways that he did when he brought us out of the land of Egypt. And how did he do it? Let me show you what he did. He already told us in the book of Exodus, chapter 9, one of the great plagues he put upon the Egyptians. And let's go further and see when the Almighty did what he did, in which right now we should be highly concerned, what do we need to be doing right now? Well, let me tell you, my beloved brothers and sisters, we need to be getting ready to take the leavening products out of our house, the leavening food out of our homes, and get prepared for 7 days to eat matzos or unleavened bread. How do I know this? Because I'm going to show you the instructions from the words of Yahweh. In the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, the 14th verse, this is what the Creator said. He said, "And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to Yahweh throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever." And must I say, my people, we're going to be opening our phone lines up to anyone that has a question or comment. All you have to do is call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. We want it. We want feedback, questions. We want whatever you got. Bring it on. Furthermore, the Creator said in the 15th verse, 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day unto the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. So you got to see, and I think you just heard, how important us eating unleavened bread is and making sure that no leavened products be found in our homes. This is a death penalty if we violate this commandment. 16th verse. And in the first day there shall be an holy convocation. And in the seventh day there shall be an holy convocation unto you. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for in this selfsame day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall you observe this day in your generations by an ordinance forever. In the first month, in the 14th day of the month at even, you shall eat unleavened bread unto the 1 and 20th day of the month at even. 7 days there shall be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land. You shall eat nothing leavened. In all your habitations shall you eat unleavened bread. Hallelujah. Y'all didn't never want us to forget this time. So I can see why he told us, don't eat nothing leavened from the 14th day of the month at even. You shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at even. And you're only going to get 7 days out of that. Period. 7 days. And I praise Yahweh for that. He said, 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off. That means my people killed. So let me make this announcement again, because we love y'all. We have a list that you can go online, and you can put your email address under suggestions, under the column heading of suggestions, under the House of Israel. Here's the website, www.houseofisraelatl.org. And what you do is put your email address there, and we will hurry up and try to send you a copy of the list of the unleavened products of food that you can eat or can have in your home, and all of the leavened products that you need to take out of your house. Now, let me also say this. You want to take it out, or you can store it. Must I say that to you now? You can store it. You can store it. But when you store it, you can't go back to it once this feast begins. Once it starts on the TUES day morning, in that morning, you cannot go back for 7 days to retrieve back anything that you have stored up. Or you can eat it and consume it away, but you definitely don't want to give it to a relative. Never give it to your own people and add sin to sin. So all you have to do, again, go on to www.houseofisraelatl.org and go under, excuse me, I know I said suggestions. I want you to go under chat, C-H-A-T, go under chat, because it's been changed. Go under chat, and once you go under the heading of chat, then put that in your email in, and we're going to immediately send you that copy. Go under chat. I know I said previously suggestions, but that's been changed now to chat. Hallelujah. We want you all to know what to do. If you have any further questions, you can call this number, Area code 404-579-7908. Area code 404-579-7908. You can call that number if you have any questions after this broadcast, because we're going to be opening our phone lines up in about 5 minutes. Hallelujah. Now, let's understand. This is what the Creator is telling us. He's telling us that we were not to eat leavening products and to take anything leavened out of our homes for 7 days. And that's going to start, my people, that's going to start officially on the TUES day in the morning. Now, we began to eat unleavened bread on the 14th day at evening to the 21 day at evening. So in other words, tomorrow evening, we're going to start eating unleavened bread. That's when we're going to start eating the unleavened bread as the Almighty commands us. For instance, again, verse 18, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month at even, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at even. Hallelujah. So praise Yahweh that he's telling us that we're going to eat it starting on the 14th day at evening, which is actually on a Monday. Tomorrow, that's when we're going to start eating it. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. As a matter of fact, we're going to open our phone lines up a little bit early. We're going to go ahead and get this ball rolling. I believe we're starting off with area code 708. Area code 708. Shalom, shalom. You on the air?
Shalom, shalom, brother. This is Brother Travis from Illinois.
Hey, my beloved brother Travis. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, brother.
Praise Yahweh.
Man, I just want to say, coming first, you know, giving honor to Yahweh, you know, Elohim, the creator of everything, and our descendants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you know, I just want to say, you know, bless Yah for you and, you know, the great late brother Elisha for just, you know, telling the word of Yah, you know, his word, you know, and you know, telling us, our people, what we need to do to come back to Yah, you know. And I'm glad that you were talking about the foundation, that our people left the foundation of Yah and serving other idols. And,
yes,
you know, that's his number one sin, you know, having another Elohim before him, because Yah, the creator, is a jealous Elohim. And he does not want that, you know, and the creator wants us to serve him and him only, because he's the only one who can save us, deliver us out of this mess, brother.
Right.
So
that's right.
I just want to ask you the question about, yeah, I know the holy day is coming up, and you know, since I'm non-Messianic and I started to be non-Messianic, as you see, I gave up that New Testament of lies. And
yes,
I just
praise
to
Yahweh,
know,
brother, and I can see that Yahweh has been blessing you to increase in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And I enjoy talking to you on the phone, and I can hear that the Most High is putting his spirit on you to be bold as a lion and to gain knowledge, brother, and that's a blessing. I just wanted to say
yes.
That about you.
Hello?
I'm still here, yes.
And, you know, I just want to know about the, you know, you talked about the day of what we're supposed to do it. So you're telling me we're supposed to do it when the sun rises or when it, you know, sets on Monday? See, a lot of them, see, Messianic saying it starts when, on Monday when the sun goes down, and Messianic saying it starts when the sun is coming up to rise until dawn. That is the day, which you just said, he separates, you know, the day, I mean, the sun from day and the moon to night. So I just asked that question.
Sure, beloved brother. Basically, you want to start eating unleavened bread in the evening time of tomorrow, because tomorrow, according to the calendar, the so-called calendar, if I can use that word, in the sky, which really is the signs in heaven that the Most High said in Genesis 1, verse 14, they were determined that the count of the 14th day of that light will be counted for tomorrow at evening. And that's like while the sun is going down. It's not completely dark, but it's when the sun is going down in the evening time. And that's actually, that's really like, in essence, right before sunset. So in the evening time of tomorrow, as it's getting darker and darker, that's when you want to refrain from eating anything that's leavened. Did you get that list?
Oh, I didn't get the list yet. Brother, but I got the
email address, beloved brother. I want you to go on the website and put your email address on there, and we'll send it to you immediately. You can get the list.
Okay, brother. Okay, brother. And I thank you, brother. And I'll talk to you soon, brother.
Okay,
and you
well,
just,
number love for you, brother Travis. May Yahweh bless and keep you. May you live forever, brother.
You too, brother. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Praise Yahweh, and we're going to go straight to area code 770. Area code 770, shalom, shalom.
Shalom?
Shalom.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear the phone say I'm muted. Okay.
Right.
How you doing, Moray? Shalom, shalom.
Hey, how you doing, my beloved sister, Elder Hadia?
I'm fine. It was wonderful information you're giving, but since there's some discrepancy on when we actually was to start this season, I was wondering, it would be so interesting, or I wonder if it would be more of a confirmation if it was just a really nice, bright moon on the 15th day when we actually left out, you know, of Egypt in that evening, you know, when we left out, I know during the day and stuff, but that evening, it would be interesting, it would be nice, because I would like to have us come together as one man, you know, with one consent, in agreement, you know. I know that we all are doing our very best to do what thus saith Yah, and it would be nice for us to be on the same page during this holy season. So I pray that Yah will bless us with a soft heart and open up our vision and our understanding so that we could be on the same page. And I pray that this season that Yah will do something very wonderful for us to show that his truth is going to come through, and he will straighten up the crooked things. So that's my prayer, and thank you for doing such a wonderful job on your presentation. Hallelujah.
Well, hallelujah, beloved sister, and I'm in harmony with you. And we will be able to see his great signs. We'll see him. Some things we'll see tomorrow. We can see it today. And we're going to sure enough be looking out for the 15th day where the Most High, the Almighty, the Holy One of Israel, will put his signs out of his moon, because he let us know it would be right in harmony with Psalms 81 that during this time it was a full moon. And certainly.
Hallelujah.
Is the way it would
be in
harmony with life.
Okay, well, I certainly am anticipating that.
Yes, ma'am. And aren't we all? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise y'all. Love you,
love
sister.
Love you, Murray.
Take care. Shalom, shalom. Praise the mighty Yahweh. We're going straight to area code 678. Shalom, shalom. You on air?
Shalom, shalom, Murray. How you doing?
Hey, shalom, my beloved brother. How you doing?
I'm all right.
What's going on? This brother Ezekiel. Okay.
Yes. Trying to clean his car out, so, you know, get rid of all this unleavened. You know, I was just listening to your program, my elder, you know, Hadia, and, you know, you brought it home. You know, we all, the other people go by a calendar, but the Most High said in Genesis 1 and 14, you know, he gave you his calendar, you know, the sun and the moon, you know, divide the day from the night to give us a sign, season, days, and years. So that lets everybody know who's coming up with a calendar going by the Jewish people or the Gregorian calendar, let you know you're in an era of the Most High, you know, Most High law. And then, too,
yes.
in Daniel, the second chapter, verse 21, you know, it said the Most High, you know, changed the season of time. He set up the kings and put down kings. It let you know the Most High is in control of everything. And when you went to Deuteronomy 16, they observed the month of Abib. That means we have to look, you know, for something. If we going by a calendar, we won't be looking for this Abib, and we're going to be off, and we're going to be off in line with the Most High, too. We're going to be in great air with him.
Brother, you is no doubt in anything that you said. You have to visually observe, because that's what the Creator commands us in Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, the first verse. He told us observe. That means to watch, to guard, to be on the lookout for, to protect. These are the words that the Most High said. So we had to observe the month, which means the light, and we definitely had to have been looking out prior for the Abib. Because that was the accurate month that the Most High told us we had to be accurate on, because that's the one he commanded for us to keep the Passover unto Yahweh, and that we would have at the beginning of our months so that we can determine the very beginning of how we were going to start everything that year. So it's quite important. As I mentioned earlier, I could see the infinite wisdom that Yahweh used when he proclaimed the barley grain, because as I mentioned, and anybody can do their research on it, the barley grain is one of the only grains that's drought-proof. So it grows wild. It can grow in various places. I just wanted to make that point, Brother Zeke.
Oh, yeah, I've been listening to you. Praise the mighty Yahweh, and you know, just thank you. You continue teaching, you know, be strong in Yahweh and tell your queen, you know, we love you all. And shalom, shalom.
Praise, love you all too, you and your family. Shalom, shalom. Praise the mighty Yahweh. You know, one of the things that I love about the Almighty is what he said in Malachi, the third chapter. Let's go there. This is what the Creator said. And this is one of the greatest reasons why anyone who knows Yahweh would love Yahweh and can depend on him and not fret, because this is what he said in the sixth verse of Malachi 3. He said, "For I am Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I'll return unto you," said Yahweh of hosts. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. And I praise Yahweh that Yahweh has made us rooted in his word, in his laws. And when you're rooted and you're grounded and you're planted, you don't change. Seasons change, the weather change, fashions change, hairstyles change, but we can depend on Yahweh that he never changes. We can depend on when he speaks his words. And Yahweh commands us to obey his prophet. So truly, if we're true to what we're saying we're true to, we're going to acknowledge that Yahweh don't change. And I praise Yahweh that he don't change. And I thank him, because basically, the way we determining the lights is the way I've learned from over 20 years ago. And that is, Yahweh told us he put the lights there for signs, for seasons, for days and years. And I'm not going to waver, because I know Yahweh doesn't waver. And he meant what he said. And just like he said, let it be light, and we're still looking at it even unto this day. He said, let it be light. For the fact to serve or to indicate, for signs, for festivals or appointed times, for days and years. And Yah said, I change not. So I ain't going to change. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Furthermore, Of course, anyone that has any questions or comments, we welcome you to give us a call right now at area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or comment on the air. We appreciate all the callers earlier and everyone that have ever called in. We appreciate it because it's a blessing that we are trying to come together as a nation in righteousness and truth. And this is a powerful truth that we must come together for so we can know what time it is. So many of our people are lost in thinking that a day starts in the evening, and it don't. Some of our people don't know how to separate Passover from unleavened bread. Well, guess what? I'm about to go into the scriptures about that, but before I do, I'm about to go to area code 404. Shalom, shalom. You on there?
Shalom, shalom, Moray. How are you today?
Oh, shalom, shalom, my queen, my wife. How you doing, Yanis?
I am absolutely wonderful. I'm just enjoying the program. And I just wanted to make a quick comment. In fact, you just mentioned what I wanted to make a comment about, and that is the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Because a lot of our people that follow other nations and the way that they do things, they put all of it together, and they'll tell you the Passover is for 7 days.
Yeah.
And that's one of the – I'm so glad you said you were going to go into that scripture and bring that out to let our people know that these are two separate times. And
yes.
Also, Passover is not 7 days. In fact, Passover has nothing to do with any other nation except Israel. No other nation. So he showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and judgments unto Israel. He has not dealt so with any other nation. So I'm glad that you're getting ready to go into that scripture, and I'm going to just hang up and you expound on that.
Well,
so
I love
thank you. I'm enjoying
y'all,
the program.
I love you, and y'all bless us together forever. And appreciate and praise y'all for that comment, and we're going to get right to the scripture.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. And how are we going to start this? I'm going to show you what most Jewish people taught our people to believe, that when you see Passover, that Passover is really 7 days, and the Feast of Unleavened Bread and Passover, they're all one and the same. They all go together. Now, they all related, because one relates to when Yahweh passed over our houses after he smote the Egyptians. When he was smiting them and killing them, he was passing over our homes. The death angel passed over it. And then the next day, we were delivered from the Egyptians. So it's in relations, but they're two separate times, two separate feasts. And we must understand. That's called understanding. When you separate, Ezekiel, the 45th chapter, I want to read a verse to you in the 21st verse that may be what people are confused about. And it ain't no maybe, because some of them are. And I know where we got this teaching from. I know where we get a whole lot of things from. Someone that Yahweh commanded us not to hearken to. And that's the ways of heathens. In Ezekiel, the 45th chapter, the 21st verse, this is what it reads. In the first month, in the 14th day of the month, you shall have the Passover, a feast of 7 days. Unleavened bread shall be eaten. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. The scriptures say wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But with all thy getting, get understanding. Look what the Almighty's doing. He's simply telling us in the first month, in the 14th day of the month, you shall have the Passover, comma, a feast of 7 days, semicolon, unleavened bread shall be eaten, period. The reason why I mention commas and periods, it's because we got to know how to separate things. For the Passover was over after that night, when he had passed over the homes, when the light began the next day, Passover was over. Did y'all know that? So he did not bring us out of Egypt during the 14th day or the night of the 14th day, because we couldn't go nowhere, because we had to stay in our home, because the death angel, by not following the instructions, would have killed us. Now let's see. Let's see what thus said Yahweh. Let's go to Numbers, the 33rd chapter, and see this witness in Numbers 33. Starting at the third verse to verify that the Passover is separated from the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which would have begun on the 15th day of the first month. I'm going to show you proof on that. This is what it says in the third verse of Numbers 33. And they departed from Ramesses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the morrow after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with a high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians. Hallelujah. Praise ye Yah. Hallelujah. He said they departed from Ramesses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the morrow, which means the next day after the Passover. When he says on the morrow, the word morrow always corresponds with morning, the morning time, because the morning constitutes a new day. Did you know that? When the morning light, that constitutes a new day. Why? Because he divided the day from the night. Now, we're calling Yahweh a liar when we say a day is 24 hours. See, let's understand and break this down, separate things. A day is over at dark, but a new day don't begin till the next light. That's when a new day will begin. Hallelujah. So let's understand this. See, to get to the next day, you got to go through what? You got to go through night. He divided the day from the night. So in order to get to the next day, you got to go through night. And he didn't do away with day or do away with night. They are in their seasons and their times. And they actually have barometers that denote and indicate which one is taking place. I'm going to say that again. Yahweh gave laws in the heavens to indicate so that anyone would know what time each one of them was. In Genesis 1, verse 14, he let us know. He said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And that's why the sun is the greater light that rules the daytime. So when the sun go down, the day is ended. That's it. When the sun go down, my people, that's when a day is over. Now, you won't get to a new day to the next light. But you got to go through night because it's his time now. It's his time. It don't just start a new day at night. I repeat, when it's dark or late evening, that don't start a new day at all. You just read in Numbers 33. You just read where it clearly says they departed from Ramesses on the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the morrow after the Passover. Now, how long did Passover take place? Let's see what thus said Yahweh. This is what Yahweh said in Exodus, the 12th chapter, that he would do, and he did do it. It says, start reading in the 29th verse. Now, this is the night of the 14th day. Now, we know it is, because this is what it says. And it came to pass that at midnight, Yahweh smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, so that sat on his throne, until the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up, get you forth from among my people. So in other words, Moses them didn't go to them. Moses and Aaron didn't go out to them. They went and rose up in the night, him and his servants, and they went and called on Moses and said, wake up. They was, in other words, but they wasn't asleep. Understand. He said, rise up and get you forth from among my people. Not to get up, but to rise up and leave. But he was letting them know. Understand. The children of Israel couldn't go nowhere that night. So when y'all say that he brought us out of Egypt by night, he ain't talking about this night. Let's get that straight. I'm going to show you what night he's talking about. I'm going to show you what night he's talking about, because we need to get this straight. For instance, look what he said in verse 40 in the same chapter, Exodus 12. Now, the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day it came to pass, that all the hosts of Yahweh went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto Yahweh for bringing them out, or bringing them from the land of Egypt. This is that night of Yahweh to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. And by the way, we're going to be having a get together. We can't keep Passover. We're not trying to keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread. That would be a great violation of law. But Yahweh never said we couldn't talk about it. So that's what we do, because this is a very special time for us. This is when Yahweh delivered our parents out of slavery. Don't we want to get out of this slavery? And this is what we're going to do. My people, we're going to be meeting tomorrow evening at 7 p.m., at the sanctuary. So if you went online at www.houseofyisraelatl.org, you'll be able to hear our get-together and discussion concerning this great time. We're going to be eating unleavened bread as he commanded us in Exodus 12. We're going to start eating it in the evening of tomorrow to the 21st day. So in other words, we're going to be remembering the Passover. Now, guess what else we're going to do? Guess what else we're going to do? Remember, he said, it is a night, verse 42 of Exodus 12, it is a night to be much observed for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of Yahweh to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. Hallelujah. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to observe this night. We're coming to the sanctuary the next night. See, we're coming tomorrow evening at 7. And then we're going to come the next day at about around 8:30. We're coming to the sanctuary at about 8 or 8:30. And we're coming to remember this night, because this is a night to be much observed. So you can go on to www.houseofisraelatl.org, and you can listen in to our get-together. Hallelujah. Because we want you to be part of what the Almighty is gathering our people together for. And we should be gathering together now. Ain't no way that we should be separating. Y'all said, gather yourselves together. Gather together. not apart. O nation, not desire. And we ain't trying to separate. We're not trying to separate. We want to get together. We just got to get together, my people, all over the world. We got to get together in righteousness and in truth, because how can two walk together except they be agreed? It must be so. So that's why we have to talk about things, and that's why we have our phone lines open. We're going to have them open next week, same time, same place, y'all's will. We're going to be speaking of another subject, and we want you to be part of it. Now, I got to show you this before I go. I got to show you the distinctions of the dates of each one of these feast days, that they're separate, Passover and Feast of Unleavened Bread. Go to Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, where Yahweh gives us all of our set feasts. All of our set feasts. And there's only one that's not mentioned in Leviticus 23. There's only one of them that's not mentioned, with the exception of one. Yahweh always make exceptions to certain things. Guess what? You won't see new moons here. And he has a special reason why he didn't put it here. And we're going to see. Leviticus 23, look what it says in the fifth verse. In the 14th day of the first month at even is Yahweh's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto Yahweh. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. Hallelujah. So what dates? Because he's separating now. He's letting you know, for anyone that believes that Passover 7 days, you just need more knowledge. You learn the ways of heathens. For anyone that believes that Passover was from one evening to the next evening, you need knowledge too, because Passover ended after that night. They couldn't go nowhere. So we celebrate Passover, as a matter of fact, which we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Passover in depth tomorrow at 7 p.m. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to see what Yahweh told us when our children ask questions about it, what we should tell them, so that we can see what thus said Yahweh. My people, let me tell you something. I certainly have enjoyed this broadcast, and I want you to know on the entire of the congregation that I praise Yahweh that he allowed me to speak before and tell us people that listen by phone and the internet. I just want to say it's an honor to be part of a teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. And on behalf of the House of Israel of Atlanta, Yahweh loves you, and so do we. Shalom. Shalom.